KFADAM monitoring.
KW monitoring. Any DMH testing?
Not a good on DMR. I need APX.
Well, that's wonderful because I'm cross-moding right now.
Okay. I'm coming in on the hotspot. I am middle of Tennessee, northbound. Scratch that. Middle of Kentucky.
Ah, okay. I just got the Pi-Star hotspot working. It did not like the SSID I chose for the Wi-Fi here because there's an apostrophe S because I literally made it Drake's Place. It doesn't like the apostrophe, so it starts freaking out when you try to punch in that SSID in the Pi-Star and the dashboard. So I have to create a second SSID with my call sign in it on 2.4 gigahertz, and then it'll let me connect.
Pi-Star is dumb. Stuff like that.
I really don't understand why it does that.
Just to aggravate you.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, I'm on the 510 right now. How does it sound over there on GMR?
Sounds fantastic. I wouldn't know that you're not on GMR.
I can tell you're on DMR because your audio is a little hot, but that's just kind of how DMR is.
Well, I may have my mic being turned up a little bit too much. I'm on, what is this, 4550?
I jumped over to analog real quick to listen to you, and you sounded fine over there, so.
I do have the 5DR here, although it's got one part battery life left.
You run that sucker on low power with a GPS off, it'll go for a while.
Well, I've been doing APRS the whole way. That wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm hopping off the expressway. Got to put gas in the van and use the restroom. It's been a while. Van's just low range.
I've had mine down that low before. All right. I'll be just screwing around with this and making it do things, so I'll be here.
Hey, me too. I got about 8 hours left, so we'll be around. Any APX. Any
DMH.
Any DMH testing. Any DMH clear. Any DMH testing?
Any DMH testing?
KT8FJW.
Morning, Brad. How are you faring up there?
Morning. Oh, we're doing good. It's freezing rain yet, so. Not a whole lot of accumulation, though, at least about a millimeter. So I was kind of surprised when I woke up, and I thought we were supposed to get my rain, but apparently not. So, other than that, yeah, we're doing good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's this rain here in Traverse. I'm opening up the blinds here. There's no wind, and it feels warmer than 30-something degrees. It's actually decently, well, it's not warm, but it's not.
Yeah, that's for sure. We have, there's maybe one or two outages in the whole county of Chippewa, and most of the outages are in Mackinac right now for us in the EUP. But, yeah, the tip, that's for sure. It's a different story. There's quite a few. So I definitely got probably left over from yesterday.
I don't know what happened, but my crossband stopped working.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you unkeyed or something quit. So, okay, that explains it.
It's working, so I don't know what to I don't know. It's weird. I'm cross-voting from Fusion over to DMR right now. I don't have any of my programming cables for my DMR radios, and I have a simplex hotspot, and all the stuff I had programmed for a hotspot was for duplex one, but that's at my parents' place running the patch, so I had to improvise.
G'day guys from Land Down Under, Victor Kilowatt 1, Juliet Tango.
Oh, good morning to the other person. Missed the call sign. I wasn't expecting it. But anyways, I can definitely tell you're it's going to the digital stuff, so got that digital noise behind it. But yeah, you don't sound too bad. I'll let the other station go ahead.
Yeah, W8CCE VK1JT. It's Victor Kilowatt 1 Japanese Tourist VK1JT. I'm located in Canberra, the capital city of Australia. Coming to you via Dan 1701 and a little Pi-Star hotspot that will no longer update. So I think that's the end of its life. I'm going to get a new one. Name's John Juliet Oscar Hotel November, like John the Baptist. And like I said, up here in Canberra, in the little suburb of Angerley, which is about 15 minutes walk from the Canberra CBD there. Over.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, it sounds great coming in over here on digital. The call sign W8CCE that you're seeing, that's actually a analog to digital patch. If you see W8CCE, that means there's somebody talking over here. Not actually their call sign necessarily. So it does cause a little bit of confusion for those on digital, but we know that fact. They'll just, oh, that's analog. But anyway, good deal to hear me on here. Definitely not a call sign I was expecting to hear on this talk group. But that's cool anyway. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, that's for sure. It caught me off guard, too. A fellow way down over by in Australia. So that's kind of neat. But yeah. Anyways, Mr. John. Yeah, we're just having some freezing rain. So there you go. On this Sunday morning. But other than that, not a whole lot going on. Looks like the wind's starting to pick up a little bit more, so that might cause some issues with the power lines up here, but who knows. So yeah, but that's about it. It's all going on here. I'm just waiting for a text message, seeing if we're supposed to be doing a church thing today. I don't know if it's going to go on or not. So just kind of hanging tight for that. And if so, I'll get ready for the church. If not, I go to a different church. Back to you.
Yeah, not sure if you threw it back to me there from VK1, Julia Tango. Check out my QRZ.com page. Tell you more about me and what I get up to there. At the moment, I'm big on SDR. I'm playing with software defined radio there. Over.
Well, good deal. I've a lot in the past. I don't have any with me. I just moved, so I don't have all of my radio stuff that I had before, but I got some of it. We're trying to make it work. But anyway, I'm going to jump out here, guys. I'm going to start making some breakfast because it's about time and I'm getting hungry. So, Brad, I'm going to turn it back to you, and you can continue on if you feel. And I'm going to make some bacon and eggs here. Hey, DMH, Traverse City, Michigan.
Any DMH and APX. Hey, just a heads up. May want to leave a little bit of space here and there. I don't know if you caught the message, but 2-4 OEM put us on standby last night. Craziness up there. So when the folks start stirring, I don't know what's in store for us today, but that is a thing. Any APX.
Okay. Yeah, I completely forgot about that. I saw that, so I'll keep that in mind. Thank you, Mike.
All right, you sound good, Jake. And, yep, enjoy your breakfast there, and we'll chat more with you later. And good morning to Mr. Adam. I think in your driving, he pulls all night. Wow, that's impressive.
NADMH. NADMH.
NADMH. NADMH, W8NWO. Good morning, Drake.
Hey, Nelson, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just watching the trees fall over and the power lines fall over and whatnot. We got some ice up here. Nothing too serious, but I will say our power's been out more than it's been on. What's happening for you?
Watching the rain fall and not watching any of the other things happening, like trees and stuff. There's no wind here. It's just rain, which I think that let up a little bit. So it's just been calm here.
That's cool. Yeah, we haven't really had much wind, maybe 5 miles per hour. It's just, it's raining and it's 32 degrees. Roads actually look all right. I haven't been out yet, but I think the ground is warm enough that there shouldn't really be any ice on the roads, at least where I'm located. There's just a little dab on my car, but yeah, it loaded down the tree branches, so there's lots of power outages. Our power went out Friday night at 10:30 and then didn't come back on until 12 o'clock yesterday, and then it went off again at 6 o'clock last night. And I got the idea, looking at all the big outages that consumers has, that our little outage here is going to be last priority. So that's all right. Got the generator going. My parents' power has been out. They've been out since 10:30 Friday. It hasn't come back on at all. Went over to their place yesterday, and they got an antique old generator, but I got cleaned the fuel system, cleaned the spark plug, and eventually got it running. So they've been running off from that for quite a while now. So that's what we're up to, just getting around for church.
Well, good deal. Yeah, I don't really have a backup power solution yet here. So I got to figure that out eventually. We'll get there. I got the HF radio just pulled up here remotely and just kind of scrolling through 80 meters right now. I haven't done that in quite some time, so it's kind of nice.
That's cool. That's not a bad idea. If I wasn't headed to church, I might do the same thing. With all the power being out, I bet the noise floor is really low right now. Hi. But out in the country where I live, it's already pretty low, which I'm thankful for. Well, I'm going to keep getting around. I'm going to be heading out the door here in about 20 minutes, and I still have a 2-year-old to wrangle. So, all right, sounds good, Drake. Good chatting with you. I got to get going. W8NWO.
Yeah, no problem, Nelson. Good to hear from you. We'll be out here. For most of the day, anyway. And 8 DMH. And 8 APX and 8 DMH. Yeah, last station you were a little noisy. I didn't quite catch the call sign. Your audio was pretty low too, so. You want to give that another try? I think that's you, Blaine. You're real quiet. You're going to have to get up on that microphone, maybe.
Yeah, this is not good.
I don't know what you got going on, but you're in there. You got a solid signal, a little bit of noise, but there's just barely any modulation. Like, you're super quiet. I don't know if you got something blocked, your thumb blocking your microphone or what's going on, but, yeah, I can barely hear you.
Yeah, I'm 30 miles from the repeater, so that
could be. Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, you got a solid signal under the repeater. You're just really quiet. Almost like you're talking 15 feet away from your radio or something like that.
Okay. I see something like that.
Yeah, that time your signal was way weaker. So I don't know what you did, but that was not it. And 8 DMH. And ADMH testing, 2-6.
KD8FJW, I'm on turn.
Anything changed up there, Brad? And ADMH.
Oh, hey, Drake. How's everything down there in Traverse?
The same as it was a couple hours ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's raining here, so. But it doesn't seem to be freezing rain, so it's just rain. So it must have warmed up far enough to not freeze anymore. So that's good.
I don't have a weather station here, so I don't know what the temperature is, but anyway, it's the same. It's misting, and there's a lot of turkeys outside my window.
Actual turkeys or people turkeys?
No, actual turkeys. There's they got a whole little congregation going on over here.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of cool. I was thinking that your apartment was in town, so it must be more towards the outside of town.
Right on the outskirts. It's really nice. Like, it's 10, 15 minutes to get anywhere into town, and then 10, 15 to 20 minutes to get to, like, the west side of town, and then, like, 10 minutes to get anything on the east side of town, or less. And it's just hop off on Hammond all the way down, and then you can get on any of the main roads in the Traverse. It's pretty convenient. But, yeah, just right outside of Traverse, right up on the hill, right next to Holiday Hills.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not quite sure where that's at, but sounds like the location. That's for sure.
Hey, I'm just happy it's nice and quiet out here.
Oh yeah, it's nice when it's more quieter. That's for sure. Actually, I just zoom in and I see Holiday Hills right there. So, yep. Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Okay, I see where you are. Yep. So, very good. Just before Travers, you are. cool. Between drivers and excellence. Yeah. So that's a nice spot there. Here, probably to see the lake there from your place. So that's cool.
Yeah, I didn't catch the latter half of that because the Wires X note started yapping and it went right on top of you.
I was just saying that you could probably see a light from your apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's, it's a pretty good spot, and the sunset over here is pretty awesome because you can just look right down the hill and right off into the distance. It's pretty nice. If you look on Google Maps, you'll see a blue water tower. I am right across the street from it.
Okay. I'll switch to satellite view. There we go. And yeah, it's not letting me get close enough. But yeah, that sounds good. So that's cool. But yeah, we just got done with church and came home and probably gonna find something to snack on, and we gotta go back out for noon. Yeah, not doing a whole lot today, that's for sure. I was kind of wish it wasn't raining, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I kind of also wish it wasn't raining. I got to do my oil change, and I don't really feel like doing that right now in this weather. It's not exactly pleasant, so I think I might just put that off a little bit longer. But anyway. All right, Brad, well, I'll let you go then. Go get your snack, and I'm probably going to keep fiddling around with other stuff that I've got here. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at the wife's car, and you can see the ice layer is actually fine. It's separating from the car, so that's kind of neat. Anyway, yeah. Take care. We'll catch in here after a bit, and say have a great show. Enjoy the rest of your morning. KEAUK monitoring.
NHNXB from NHAPX. N8NXP from N8APX. N8NXP, N8APX.
We might not be able to hear you because we lost levering, so I dropped the link to Mackinac.
Oh, okay. Power outage up there or ice on the dishes?
I'm assuming power at levering.
Hi. Yeah, that seems to be the general theme. Hey, D-Mage. Monitoring. Try that again. Any EMH monitoring. WAVPC. Hey, Mike. Thanks. Any EMH.
Oh, any EMH. WAVPC. I am hearing that there's ice up north, but I don't know if Traverse City is all iced up or not.
No, Traverse is fine. We just got rain
and it's just kind of sad outside, and that's it.
Yeah, and I went to look at the scanner feeds and all the scanner feeds up north, Grayling, Siegel County, everybody is offline, even Great Lakes Energy.
Yeah, power is a luxury up there right now.
Yeah, I tried to connect to the WACCE All-Star node. I forget which one. It wouldn't work, though. So I figured either I got my All-Star configuration messed up down here or no internet.
Trying to connect to the WACCE node? Why not just the hub?
Oh, I could have tried that. I guess that would have been better.
Yeah, I would do that. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, I disabled incoming connections on the 1.9.
So it's better to come in through the hub, not directly through the repeater.
Hey, firm. That way the latency throughout the network stays about the same, because if you go in just straight into one of the repeaters, it adds a delay to all the other ones because it's piggybacking off of that one. Then you're adding latency from, like, so you've got your latency that's going from your node to the repeater, then the repeater to the hub, and then the hub to all of the other repeaters. If you go straight to the hub, you're reducing that extra hop. Plus, the hub is actually not hosted at a house, it's actually a data center.
Yeah, I heard you moved, and I thought, I was wondering if you have to move all the notes and everything, all the equipment that runs All-Star.
No, that's all, the patch and everything staying at my parents' place. It's all in a little corner, so it doesn't really bother anybody. The remote HF rig, the patch, and 442-2875 are all in the corner, but 2875 is probably not going to stay there for a whole lot longer. It's probably going to get moved somewhere else. I might just bring it over to the apartment and plug it into a dummy load or something, because it doesn't really do a whole lot except for just do nothing at all. So do that, and then convert the hotspot for the patch over to a simplex hotspot, so that way it gets rid of that the delay on initial key up, because it's got to get the channel grant, and then it's got this weird issue where if you wait 10 seconds before you key up again, the hotspot drops, and then the radio keys up immediately as the hotspot drops, but the radio is unaware that the hotspot didn't come back up, so there's just no audio that gets transferred over from analog to digital. Or no, from digital to analog, I think. Yes. No, other way around. It does that sometimes. It's really weird.
Yeah. Well, I also have a DB switch running on the... I bought one of those Lenovo ThinkCenter fanless... Well, it's not fanless. Mini PCs, and I've got All-Star on one side and, well, All-Star and DB switch running on the same computer. And still have to figure out all that. And my home network went down the other day. And I ended up buying a new router, firewall, or wireless router. Anyways, I got to sign out. I got to get some gas and then get some food. I've been taking care of my mom. She's recovering from back injury, broken back. So I got to get her some food. So we'll talk to you later, NAPMH, WAVPC.
All right, sounds good, Mike. I jumped over to the portable here. But, yep, you have a good one. Good luck with all that. I'll be monitoring. NAPMH, Driver City.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Charlie Echo.
N8MJL.
N8APX, N8APX, WFSM.
N8APX.
Are you back home yet?
I didn't copy any of that. Seems like there was a delay.
Well, that's because of your darn DMR patch. I said, are you back home yet, or are you still on the road?
I'm on the road. I am 2314 miles south of Brighton.
Okay. We left the Mackinac LTE still there. I'm bringing it back online. I totally forgot about it. Because FESD is partially activated and Brett's waiting for us to rent from me from the north right now. So I'm bringing that back online. So we'll have comms back into Mackinac.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I just got a phone call with Chuck a few minutes ago, and it's a nightmare. We're down to, like, no gas stations, and, yeah, pretty much full EOC activations in Emmett and Sheboygan.
Yep, so, all right, I'm working on getting the LTE going back again there, and that should get that one connected back in. And Brett was supposed to call me back from SDOC, so. He was just talking to me, and he had another call coming in, so he was calling me back. He's going to want a status, so I'll give him that.
Copy. Thank you, sir. N8APX.
N8DMH, are you up on this one? WFSM.
N8DMH.
Can you SSH into Mackinac and see if it'll connect back to the hub now.
I'll get on it. Yeah, you make
sure. Thank you, WFSM.
NEMXP, N8DMH.
N8DMH. He's not able to reach the repeater, but I'm on TX with him. Should I relay a message to him?
I was just going to ask if he can get into the 145.11 now, because I just brought it back up.
N8DMH,
N8DMH, N8 and XP. Yep, I got you, Chuck. It's working.
Okay, thanks, Drake. Greatly appreciate it.
You can thank Fred, too, because he brought the link back online. So there you go. N8DMH clear.
Okay, thanks to both of you,
N8 and XP. W8 NWO for ID.
KE8FGW, Montrin, 430 repeater.
N8NXP, N8APX.
N8APX, N8NXP.
I'm seeing some chatter from the Chippewa Air East group, but apparently the FCOC is trying to solicit for field situation reports for District 7 and 8. I didn't know if you were aware of that.
Roger. I'm on the phone with them every 30 minutes, giving reports.
Okay. The way it's worded, it sounded like they wanted it from a bunch of people in a bunch of different places. So I just figured I'd check with you on that.
Yeah. I've been with them since about 10:30 this morning, back and forth. He called me every 30 minutes. Double check and see if everything's going all right. and I'm listening to the event channel, but there's only been a couple of chatters twice on it. Not much.
All right, copy. I am under 200 miles away, 198.
Roger that. We'll be standing by, N8NFP.
N8APX.
K8DYS, anybody listening?
N8MJL.
Hey, how's it going up there? What's the ice looking like?
Oh, it's beautiful and clear, and it's taking down trees like crazy.
Embarrassing. Whereabouts are you at? I'm heading up that way.
You're going to get them at what? Because yeah,
tomorrow.
I am about 8 miles south of National City, just off 31.
Alright, you got a little noise coming in with you there. I was just curious how the dirt roads are, or parking lots. I don't know if you've been out driving around, probably not.
No, I've not been driving around. I have seen quite a few vehicles that we've spoken by my place. A lot of them are power company vehicles, county vehicles. So we still got a misty rain coming down at the moment, 30 degrees. So sure, everything's still iced up. They may have the main roads somewhat cleared, but I haven't ventured outside except to start the generator.
Well, I'll be monitoring here. I'm down in Farwell right now. We're getting ready to cook some food. And I live in Harrison. Probably a good 2 hours from you, so 2.5 maybe. But I got to drive a big truck up to Sheboygan and Indian River area, Alpena, tomorrow, so the temperature's going to drop down. It's going to be nasty.
Yeah, most definitely. Just got reports that the Walmart in Sheboygan is closed. Lots of power outages. Actually, the power company, Presqu'ile Electric, in that area, last I heard, 80% of their clients were without power. Got another report. Lots of trees down on back roads. So, it's heavy stuff. I keep looking out my back window and my woods are getting quite thin because limbs keep falling off trees. So, be careful out there.
Alright, K8DYS, you got Ryan here. Out of Harrison, so thanks for the update. We'll be standing by. I've been listening. Hopefully I can get some more info. I was looking to see how it was over in Indian River area. I probably ain't going to be going up there if everything's shut down, so I'm going to keep listening and monitoring. Hopefully somebody can give me an update, maybe. K8DYS, please. Stand by.
Yeah, sounds good. Name's Michael, N8MJL. I've got clients in Indian River and Sheboygan, along with Petoskey. Power's out, and the internet's down. We've got Spectrum up in this area, along with fiber running, and all internet's down. So I'm surprised the cell towers are working. High. So, yep, not much going on around here. Just at home. So, yep, not much going on, especially with power outage. Alright, I'll keep monitoring as well. Yeah, it's been pretty quiet. This repeater is normally linked with multiple other repeaters in the area. Like radio, you know, and it's
K9KOP.
I'm getting home. I think that's bad. I'll be back here in a short. I'm unloading. We're getting some heavy storms coming this way. So I'm going to get everything unloaded out of here. K8 DYS, standby.
Oh, that's for sure. You guys stay safely down there. Hopefully that tornado doesn't make up your way.
Nice. I made it home. Finally. How about you, Brad and Kyle? Are you still standing by?
Yeah, I'm still here standing by K8DRX. Glad you made it home.
Yeah, I don't know why it wouldn't show. Yours hasn't been showing what you're connected to for some reason. There must be a problem.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not sure. Something's going on.
Does yours still not show that you're not connected to anything?
No, I'm hooked up to the Northern Michigan now. K8BRX.
Oh, heck yeah, perfect. Yeah, I was backing in. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to relax for one. I've been busy, so. It's really calm here. There's nothing going on, no wind or anything. It's crazy. I guess the high winds and stuff's going to be in Clare here about, I think, 7 or something, 7:15, I don't know. So hopefully it's not too bad. We'll find out, I guess, eh?
Yeah, hopefully it's not too bad. I don't know if we're going to end up getting anything here.
I'm going to pull up the weather here in a minute. Yeah, you're nestled right back in there. You're pretty good.
Yeah, thankfully here we don't really get a whole lot of serious weather. Looked like Traverse City was going to get it pretty good, though, maybe.
Well, I'm looking at the thing right now. It's showing ice and stuff. Mix. Up at Glen Arbor, Leland, and a little bit, I guess, by Cedar coming in there. A little bit of mix coming in, but mostly rain, so. But down by us, it's showing red stuff.
Oh, yeah. it's showing a mix here. It went just south of us.
Stand by, my dad was calling me. I'll catch you in a bit here. K8DYS.
All right, you'll be standing by K8DRX.
No doubt. About you there, K8QVX, copy?
This is KE8HEV, testing. Anybody there?
KE8FJW here.
KE8FJW, this is KE8HEV. Thanks for returning.
You're welcome. Enjoy your evening. KE8FJW.
Hey, thank you. Since I've got you, can I ask for a quick status update on how the link repeater network is going in the ice storm? My dad is a ham in Indian River, and he's trying to key up the Vanderbilt tower, and he's not getting any response at all.
Well, the Vanderbilt tower is a different network than this one, so if he wants to go to, Indian River. You could try the Petoskey repeater, 145.19, and you guys will be on the same network.
I appreciate that. I misspoke. I meant the Hackleberg Road tower. I'm definitely on the Northern Michigan Link repeater network. He's Neither one of those will actually key up an ID right now. Both Hackleberg and Vanderbilt. Do you happen to know if you've got emergency power out at Hackleberg?
W8NWA.
Yeah, Hackleberg Road Tower does not have power right now. You're gonna have to use the Petoskey 145.19. It's the only one that's got power down in that area.
Well, hey, boy, I really appreciate that. Could you give the input frequency again for the Petoskey Tower? 145.19, I think I copied.
Affirm, 145.19, and it's got a 103.5 tone.
Yeah, I appreciate that information. This is Andy, KE8HEV. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem. Any anyway.
Thank you.